Boys, we're back.
We're back.
We're
episode
back.
Two. We made it.
Numero dos.
Oh, oh man.
First things first, if you listened to the first ep, interacted with the first ep, left a comment, got involved, watched it on YouTube, thank you so much.
Yeah, if we've done enough to bring you back, that's pretty fantastic.
Gassed.
Yeah, thank you. Genuinely, the energy's been nuts. Like last time, it didn't feel like real. It felt like we were just doing something we've been talking about. Whereas now, I'm like, oh, we've got a podcast, boys.
Yeah,
the interaction's been nuts. So thank you to everyone that's been tuning in so far and streaming and whatever. Very grateful to you guys.
My dad's one of those. Actually, my dad's the only person I was a bit worried.
Really?
About listening.
To listen to the podcast.
And what was his review?
He said, you guys are nuts.
Okay.
And I think I'm going to leave it there. I'm going to try and wean him off the show.
Genuinely. Lure him away.
Like, yeah, it's a good vibe. But you just do you now, man.
Oh, another thank you as well. Everybody who's actually, because I didn't know you could do this, leaving a little review on the pod.
Yeah, it's like TripAdvisor on there.
Yeah, mate, come on.
I'll tell you now, every single one helps. I think we should address how the last episode ended. Obviously, we do Would You Rathers. We had Ashley Banjo's Massive Big End, which is the ending to the show where you basically said, would I rather face my phobia, hold a boa constrictor for 30 seconds, or get a tattoo of the Brothers Uncovered logo?
Now you've got a tattoo to show.
I'll show you. No problems whatsoever.
Yeah, is it healed? Is it itchy now? Or
is it like that itchy, dry stage?
You've just got your arse in my face.
Sorry, here you go. There's the tat.
I think you're low-key proud of it.
Oh, no,
because the way way you whack this tattoo out.
He done it on this morning.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't know if anyone watched this morning. We were just talking about Brothers Uncovered. And Jules whacked it. Exactly what Jordan Banjo's doing now with his pants out. He done in front of Cat Deeley and Ben Shepherd.
Yeah.
Oh, do you know what we should talk about? One key point in the headlines. Mm. People started bringing up your pants. Which I always tell people about.
Yeah. Okay.
Stop a second. If you don't know, I made a discovery that I've started to really spread the news. Mm. Jordan Banjo wears abnormally long pants.
Okay.
Cycling shorts.
Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to stand up and show my pants one more time. Obviously, the magic behind a podcast, you have some members of production.
Yeah.
I'm going to show everyone my pants.
Yeah.
Show of hands, who thinks they're too long, and I'll reveal the number on the mic, okay?
All right.
So there's four people
here. There's four people in the room.
Joel, stop bending over in front of
my pants.
Oh, my God, bro, they're crazy.
Look at me.
Jordan.
Put them down.
Hands up in the room, guys. Who thinks those pants are too long?
Four. One, two.
Four. Okay. Four out of four.
And us.
And us.
Joel, they're so long.
Six
bro.
Out of seven people in the room think they're too long.
They're like long johns.
I cannot tell you, when you've got comfort around your thighs, especially in this hot weather, good luck chafing, lads.
Yeah, but that's not our...
They are practically cycling shorts.
They're not cycling shorts.
They are not eco-friendly.
All right, well, how long are you?
They're normal length.
Nah, pal, man. Your pants...
Right, okay, can I quickly say, this is what Jordan does. He tries to spin it on you.
I'm not trying to say... Can I just say, Pell looks like he gets his underwear out of Boo Avenue. They are so flipping short.
What, little French knickers?
Yeah, okay, bro, he has these little frilly numbers.
Mine are normal.
Right, can you not aim it at me?
That's what you've done with your arse.
Yeah, my arse. You're aiming like little Perry at me.
I'm in the middle, whatever way I turn, dick in someone's face.
Okay, just get the pants out.
Okay, wait, let me just put my... Okay.
Right. Now who No. Now
I'll
who
put
thinks
them down, put them down.
Who thinks those pants are too short?
No, so, get out of
here. Three.
Get
too
out
short.
Here.
Everyone's hands went up.
Whatever, man.
So you need to be in the middle of me and Perry. Mine are about 40 centimetres. Perry are about four. He's actually got just the waistband and enough to cover his testicles.
Also, I cover my testicles. I actually shouldn't say that. Because I've got sweaty balls, man. I've been here like 5 minutes, that's it. Sorry. Bro, it's crazy down there. This is crazy.
Welcome to Ep 2. Do you know how many times in the last couple of weeks I've gone, what am I doing here?
Yeah.
That was another one of those moments.
You might as well whack it out.
Whack what out?
His pants.
Well, we've done it.
Yeah, how long are your pants?
Let's have a look.
Oh, look at him. He's crumbling.
I'll get my pants out.
Right, let's see. How long are your pants?
Come on, let's have a look at my pants, shall we?
Let's see. The weight, it's not the reveal with the pants, it's the...
Don't unzip.
Why are you doing that? Sorry, are you wearing French Connection pants?
Wait, stand up right now.
Who with Jeff Banks? Where's French Connection pants?
Stand up.
Wait, can I say something? Leave me alone.
That is French Connection pants.
Someone buys your pants for you, man. That's crazy.
I bought a six pack of these. They're coming. The ball
from where though?
When in 1984
in VHS.
Crazy.
French Connection is a good brand, bro.
Joe, I'm not even gonna make you stand. I don't want to see him.
Right. Yeah, just gotta get the French Connections up.
Oh, wait,
what the fuck? Are you in briefs? Are you wearing briefs.
Wait, Ash, they rode up, man, a lot.
Wait, Ash, man, listen, bro. I saw your entire print. Sit down. But we had some French connection right there, man. I just want to move on. Out of this situation, I wear long pants, Perry wears long pants, Ash wears Kimberly Yates pants. Let's just move on. Sharpish, okay?
Hey, I can't. Please, no.
Get out of this.
I'm going to burst.
Get out of this quick. We do have to clear up some comments as well. We had some questions after EP 1. Things that seem to be confusing a few people. So this one, it was from Kelly. So are all of you brothers, or is it just Jordan and Ashley?
I'm the only one who's not related.
Well, I wouldn't say that. Are you related to your dog? Do you know what I'm trying to say? It's a member of your family.
Sorry.
Fair point.
I can't.
You talk about French connection.
No, sorry. I just can't move on from that. Just, I mean, that is Henry VIII's pants is really killed me. Sorry.
I'm trying my best to forget about your
sorry,
pants.
Sorry, sorry.
Yeah,
carry on.
We're being professional.
Moving on, move on. Sorry.
Yeah. So Perry's like a stray cat. You know, he joined the family and never left.
But do you know what? If someone's watching or listening and they don't know us from anything else, we can just establish new dynamic.
New.
I might start telling everyone that you're my dad's.
What?
No, I mean, like you.
No,
two
I don't
are a
know
couple.
What you mean. What?
Like you two are a couple. Imagine that. Because I think I could look like a mixture of both of you. I could be your son.
You look nothing like either one of us.
And yeah, but it's like two wrongs don't make a right. It's one of those things.
I don't even know what that means.
And firstly, I'm not sure that's how that pregnancy would work. It wouldn't be a mix of me and Jude.
Why not?
I have to go get a surrogate. Yeah, we'd have to do something like that.
I think it would be one of us.
No, you can combine.
Okay.
Can you?
Yeah, sure. Well,
you can sperm combine.
I think
combine.
You have two tubes. And
why
you
has the term sperm combine even been said on this
you
show?
You know the scientist thing, they put the test tubes in the thing and then it spins to mix it.
Can I say something though? You know, like people get confused between us as it is. Could you imagine a mix of me and you?
All right, do you know what? Let's just clarify.
Sorry,
this
is us just trying to say that I'm not related to
us. Yeah, Harry's not related to us. And that does make me come on to the next question I got, which was, I love the podcast, but Ashley and Jordan sound the same.
I can't
tell who's speaking. Now, I will say this. My entire life, I've been plagued by being called Ashley Banjo. Everybody thinks I'm you.
To the point where it really winds my little Jordan Banjo up. And I, guess what? I've got his back all the time. And on the street, I can get quite aggressive to people. I do. I stand up for him. If you call him Ashley Banjo on the street, I will tell you to fuck off.
Yeah, I know you will. Yeah.
It doesn't bother me in that sense when someone makes a genuine mistake. When it bothers me, let's say I get invited onto like a TV show. Mm. And you know, like when you interview someone, because me and Perry do it all the time on Kiss Breakfast, you do a little bit of research, didn't you? Mm-hmm. To do all your research and then still call someone the wrong name.
Wait, can I just say as well, I get confused for you all the time. It's not just one way. Like the amount of people that come up to me and say, oh, love listening to you in the morning.
Yeah.
Or love seeing you in the jungle. I get it all the time.
And let me explain why, because they still think that it's just you. When I was
I've never thought about that.
They still think it's just you.
Well, they think it's like, there's just one banjo,
there's
brother.
There's just one banjo lurking about. We did, the first year that Ash went to Dancing on Ice, 2018, I was backstage doing the backstage presenting. Ash was a judge. I saw a tweet that said, why does Ashley Banjo keep getting changed to speak to the skaters backstage?
Yeah.
I'm like, mate, come on.
Quick one, have you ever thought about just combining as one human and doing half the work?
It's half the money, though, isn't it? So, gotta get that paper! All right, listen, let's do it. I think we should get into the actual ep now. We know we've got to do our oath. Obviously, this is a little bit techie because we've only done one episode and I expected you guys to obviously have memorised the oath.
I threw my cue card thing in the bin.
Yeah, the first time we did the oath, we had cue cards. This time we're raw dogging it. So you ready?
Let's raw dog.
3, 2, 1... We swear on Perry's life that we shall answer every would you rather question with complete honesty,
even
when it questions our morals or sanity.
We will get better at that.
It'll be better. I think Ep 3 is going off.
Yeah, Ep 3 is going to be. It's just like a choir in here.
Stick with us, everybody. But either way, the principle is still there.
Yes.
From this point onwards, we have swore an oath to answer.
That's it. Let's go. Yeah? What's up?
So I want to sort of like just kick off talking a little bit about Usher.
Oh, I'm ready for Usher chat.
Usher's been in the headlines a lot recently. I mean, what he did, maybe 100 shows at the O2 on the UK leg of his tour, which has just finished. But recently, he was back in the headlines. He went to give the cherry to someone who's got like a really severe allergy to cherries.
Oh, see?
So he nearly murdered someone.
He nearly murdered someone live at the show.
Yeah.
I wonder how many stages it has to get to before he goes, I don't think this is a good part of the show.
Well, to be fair, if she would have eaten the cherries, I mean, disastrous, but what a finale. That would have been...
Okay.
Yeah, it's true.
I'm just saying, like, what? Not an ending to a show you expect, especially Usher.
It's an uncomfortable situation, though. I couldn't.
Yeah, why was he watching something?
Yeah, have you seen how he does it? Like, because that's the thing, right? There's eating a cherry, there's being fed a cherry, and then there's what these people do, right?
It's because he properly dangles it over their heads, and it's like...
And isn't he wearing that fur coat like Chris Eubank was at the fight? Like, wearing that giant flipping...
Got no top, a fur coat. And when these people eat him, like, they're going right to the fingers. Like, they're sort of like...
They're sucking the cherries off.
Let's just say that. Let's be honest.
They're trying to get straight down to the pip.
It's like when like you was really young and you went to the zoo and they let you like feed a giraffe and you feel like the tongue go around your hand.
Exactly.
It was like that.
It's like that.
But people aim for that.
He is watching. Like he holds him up and he's watching every single second. It's like a bit like, I don't know, I find it, I personally.
Sometimes I look at him, I'm like, you're a father. You should.
Yeah.
I should start 50, man.
Just chill a little bit.
This actually leads me really nicely onto a would you rather, right?
Okay.
Let's imagine arena, you're there, it's packed out, I don't know how, 10, 15,000 people, yeah? Boom, camera lands on you, yeah? You're with your other half, yeah? You're with your girl, your wife, whatever. Usher bowls up, fur coat. Watch this. Yeah. Pulls out the bowl of cherries. Eyes are on both of you. Yeah. He holds up the cherries. Yeah. Audience. Oh, yeah. You feel it. Yeah. Cam's on you.
You're on the screens.
In the spotlight. Mm-hmm. You can just smell that fur coat.
Right. That's going to be musky.
Musky.
He's done so many dates.
38 dates in. Yeah. Musky fur coat.
You hear
the clang of his chains. Yeah. He's holding up the cherries.
Or that outfit where he wears about 84 belts.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's the weirdest outfit ever. Yeah.
He's ticking the cherries towards you, right? Yeah. Now, your would you rather is, would you rather your girl do the cherry moment?
Or break his hand?
Wait.
Yes,
amen. Would you rather your girl take the cherries?
Yeah.
Or you lean into the path and you take the hit and you take the cherries.
All right.
So are you eating cherries out of Usher's hand or letting your girl do it?
Okay, now let me ask this, just so I can get the... Because this affects the entire would you rather.
Come on.
How I answer it. If you lean your head in, are you committing to... You have to eat the cherries like everyone's been doing, like 30 seconds, he's teasing you, like playing them on your lips and stuff. Or is it like a snap and you're done?
No. All right, so imagine this, right? You're sort of standing already, yeah? He's on a bit of a platform, so you have to do a bit of a tiptoe to reach him. So you can't just go, oh, right? You've got to like... And he's doing... He's saying, no. Yeah.
Why is he now Spanish?
Usher, no, you don't.
Senor Usher. Why is he
there? Senor Usher, no, you don't.
Dos cherries.
So Senor Usher, he's delivering dos cherries. You're tiptoeing. He's saying, no. He taps you on the nose. He's just there, right?
Strokes on your lips.
Strokes him across you, yeah. Puts him through your beard, right?
Well, this is so... This is
crazy.
And bear in mind, can I just quickly say this? Yeah. Bear in mind, he's mid-show. He's sweating.
He's so sweaty. Bit of fur from his coat is on your cheek.
Yeah!
do you say... Go on, mate.
So do I let my wife do it?
Or do you do it? Come on.
And now, let me just clarify. Is she proper into it as well, though, on the camera?
She goes hammy.
Okay, so...
Right, can I... Right.
she goes hard at his cherries.
Let's shut Ash up for a second. She goes
to town.
Ash, bro.
Yeah, I don't know if you should talk, bro.
Let the adults chat for a second.
We'll discuss this for a second.
This is an awful trait. Since being with my girlfriend...
You're a jealous puppy.
Bro,
give me some... I'm the most jealous person going.
It's crazy. I didn't think I was that type of person.
Yeah.
I am a jealous little hoe. The thought of my girlfriend sucking off Usher's cherries.
Wow.
Yeah. No.
Title of the podcast.
Sorry. No, I just couldn't. It's in the moment... Horrific.
Yeah.
The video will be out there.
Yeah, and they all go horrific. Viral.
Yeah, but the same goes for you.
I know, but like, I think I would just rather me be out there than her be out there.
Yeah, because she's got to watch you do that too.
A small part of me thinks I do a fantastic job.
Well done.
Fair enough.
I don't know, because the options are, when you really boil it down for me is, you know, a lifetime of resentment, because like I said, I'm quite a jealous part.
Yep.
Or feeling like, in a weird way, I've kind of been like violated in a way by Usher. But he's going, no. And it's, you know, he's got a little bit Spanish on it as well.
I'm going to lock in here. I'm going to say, I eat the cherries.
I am also eating the cherries.
Can I clarify one thing? We don't know what the ultimate get, and I'm like, oh, I'll die. I can't do that, no. I've got to do one.
You've got to do it.
Okay. No, I just thought I'd check.
You can't just die.
I can't just be like death. I just got to go.
Yeah, that's not an option. No.
Okay. Your wife, you, or death.
Or death.
I didn't know if that was an option.
It's not.
Joe, I might have to. I think my wife might have to eat the cherries, man.
Really?
Yeah, we might. I might just have to be really angry at her.
Yeah, but I'm petty, man. I'd bring that up on her deathbed. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? I'd be like, you could have saved me. Yeah, but you've made that mistake. Yeah.
You ate the cherries, so hope it was worth it.
Fun fact.
Yeah.
I've never had a cherry, and I bought some to try, and I'm not going to try them because I bought. They just look.
All right. I just want to come clean now. Let's be honest. I have seen a random pot of cherries next to your chair for about 20 minutes. Yeah. I've been curious as to why. And then you brought up Usher and I went, oh, okay, that makes sense.
No, I didn't bring them in for that reason. I brought them in as a snack. Like, I genuinely to this morning. Like, do you know what? I'm going to buy some, because I was thinking about the Usher story and I thought, I'm going to bring some cherries. And I actually opened them and went,
we'll try one if you're not trying
them. Just try one.
Nah, they look
worth that.
Well, hang on. Did you say that you would eat the cherries?
Yes.
Ash, can you...
Wait, no, hey, stop.
So you can get an idea, not for washer mode, can you just give me a cherry?
No way.
Hang on, because you're both thinking, I don't need to put on a fur coat and sweat, I just want you to just...
You did it.
I ain't doing it.
Why are you asking me to do it then?
It was my question, and it was your would you rather, so...
They're my cherries.
To be fair, yeah, that's true.
So what?
He's got a point.
You just wait to be fed, all right?
Where was this materialised from? All of a sudden...
No, I selected, you two both said, this is why you two should do it, because you said you would pick for yourselves to be the ones eating the cherries. Oh,
yes, no way out of that argument.
I'll feed myself a cherry.
No, Ash can feed you.
No, whoa. Put your hand forward. Rock, paper, scissors. You lose.
Oh, good shout.
Rock, you lose. You feed him a cherry. I lose. I feed him a cherry.
All right, we're doing rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Yeah, it's rock, paper, scissors, shoot. That's your answer.
Ready?
This is ready. No hands in, gentlemen.
Wait.
Here we go.
Okay, stop.
3, 2, 1, go.
Rock, paper.
Wait, right.
You just don't be fair. Wait, to be fair.
Stop. Yeah?
Here we go.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Yes!
Oh, just in case you can't see.
I have it.
Ashley Banjo just won.
I have it.
So here we go. Jordan.
I think it's weirder that I'm giddy.
I don't want to do this.
Jordan's about to feed.
I don't want to do this.
Let's go.
Just imagine what it would be like.
Feed Perry a cherry.
Stop looking at me.
Where am I supposed to look?
You're looking like in my eyes.
Okay. Just... I'll take my glasses off.
Oh my God. Put them back on. Put them straight back on.
All right, here we go. Take your cherry.
No, Jordan. No. What? You need to do it like
can I just stop you?
I'll close my eyes.
This isn't some like weird show for you. I'll be like, no, I'm not anyone I'll pay for. Hang on. I'm like,
as he holds the punnet of cherries.
You know what I mean?
You need to be Senor Usher, yeah?
I'm not being Senor Usher. Freak.
Right, go on, just get it done because I want to.
Hold it up.
Oh my God. Ever stick your tongue out like that again, I'm going to punch you in the throat.
I was trying to grab it.
I'll bring it to you. Chasing my fingers with your tongue.
Go.
I lift it out of you.
Go then.
Oh my God.
Okay, how am I supposed to not?
Okay, all right.
Tell me what I'm supposed to do.
First of all, just don't look at me.
Okay, I'm not looking.
Oh, his lips touched my finger. Do you know what's more concerning? How does Usher, how do you do it? That was gross. Mm,
that is
lovely cherry, though.
I'm done. Best part, I would say, about this pod being out there now, Brothers Uncovered, mm-hmm. You can follow us on socials at Brothers Uncovered, all of that jazz, is the fact that you have got so passionate with sending them in. Like, everyone who's listening has just been like blasting us now with Would You Rathers. So I've got a very funny one here from Natalie. It says, would you rather have your nudes published or lose every photo you've ever taken? And I'll tell you why I think it's a good one for me straight away. I don't have nudes.
I was about to say the same, but you're a liar.
How am I a liar?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
You've got nudes, brother.
We've seen them.
Yeah, you've got them.
Think about it.
Do you know what I'm going to say? Do you know what this is? How do I say it without giving it away?
Yeah.
I'm going to say mythical creature.
That's not nude. That was your banter.
What? That's a nude.
That's a nude.
Your dick in a photo is a nude.
Wow.
And I've seen it.
Okay.
All right.
Nice.
Full stop on the end of that.
All right. I just want to clarify this. If my children ever grow up and watch this podcast, that's a lie. All right.
No.
If you've grown up and you're quite free spirited and we have that sort of relationship where we can have a laugh, it's not a lie. I don't know what else to say.
Okay.
Yeah, no,
you can agree.
But that counts, doesn't it?
It counts.
Okay, thank you. Great would you rather from Natalie as well. If you think about all the pictures you've taken, this is difficult because I would say you two are quite weird with that stuff.
What do you mean?
Not weird, but like you like take like a lot of pictures.
I've recently got, not, I wouldn't say into this, but like I've been getting into photography a little bit.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Like, composition, angles and stuff.
Yeah, that's so good. So good.
Why does that grate you so much?
No, it grates me because I'm like, yeah, okay, cool. You don't need to like we'll walk past you. I just be like, oh, one sec. And I turn around and you're taking a picture of a flipping lamppost and you're like, oh.
Artistic expression is one of the greatest freedoms of humanity.
Artistic expression.
What's wrong with that?
I struggle with you two. Let me just clarify. Taking a picture of your fucking latte is not artistic expression just because you put a filter on it.
One minute.
Just drink the coffee and let's leave
Firstly,
the shop.
Firstly, I have a flat white. Secondly,
with honey.
With honey, yeah.
But, do you see what I mean? You see the picture we're building here. Yeah, I'm into photography and flat whites with honey.
No, what you're saying, we've taken a lot of pictures that hold sentimental value.
Exactly.
No, I get
it. I've been on some great trips with my girlfriend recently and like captured the moment.
Great
know?
Pics, by the way.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Oh my God.
No, but you know what we're saying? So I think I'm actually leaning towards. And is it one nude? Is it one nude she's saying we need to put out there?
No, just all your nudes will go out.
All of them.
How many nudes have you got?
One.
Do you actually just have like normal nudes?
Full frontal.
What do you mean full? What other angle have you got?
There's angles. There are angles you can get.
Wow.
Like I said, I'm super into photography.
I'm joking.
Oh, wow.
This is awful. I feel like I'm exposing way too much.
Yeah, man.
This is the weirdest. I now see why you said you didn't want your dad to be listening to the podcast
exactly.
anymore.
Exactly.
I've got a couple. You have to hear me out on why.
Why?
Mine are quite corporate and quite serious. Yeah, because obviously I hosted The Rule for Money for a long time. And I remember the first time they was like, oh, would you strip and would you get naked? I was like, no, what would that be like? But I was just like, it just felt weird. So I was just like, okay, yeah. Just stand just to see, you know, just in case.
Okay,
yeah.
So you sort of like prepped yourself.
Yeah,
on
exactly.
Naked.
And I think I deleted them, but like, yeah, you know, that's why.
Okay, you didn't delete them. Give me that. I think I deleted them.
They're just behind a secret calculator somewhere.
I think I did. I think I deleted them. So that's why I had nudes. It was for professional purposes.
Okay.
Perry, so are you seeing the training?
Yeah, I get it, yeah.
Yeah, you're the odd one out. Why?
What do you do with them?
Yeah, like, do you send them?
Do I? Nah, I don't think so.
Yeah, sweet. One more question. Do you keep your glasses on?
Well, I'm not going to take them off.
Okay, so you're just completely naked.
No, he's not naked. Oh, yeah, you're naked if you've got your glasses on.
Yeah. I turn into like a little mole rat. You know, just all exposed.
So, one minute. If you take all your clothes off, do you keep your glasses on?
Yeah.
Like in the shower, do you shower with glasses on?
No, I take them off in the shower, but I've got a sleeping pair of glasses.
Like your older ones?
I've got my older ones that are sleeping. Because I don't like waking up and not being able to see. Yeah, I mean, oh no, it's pitch black in the room, but you know.
But the lights are off. Calm down. The lights are off.
You know what I'm getting at.
Yeah, I hear you.
All right, I'm actually going to give my answer.
Coming in.
Yeah. I am going to leak the nudes.
That's brave. Multiple nudes, angles, apparently, not just full front. Like, that's.
I'm gonna leak the nudes.
That's bro, I'm losing every picture I've ever taken.
Really? Yeah, what about the birth of your children?
It's all in the natural camera.
Yep.
It's all in the old natural camera.
Really?
Yeah, I'm losing every picture but keeping every video.
Oh, here he goes. Do you know what? He's one of them.
Well, what if I do this loophole? It's like, shut up. Yeah.
Wait.
What's her name who sent this?
Natalie.
Natalie's asked a simple fucking question.
Yeah, that's the wrong Natalie. It has, specify
that doesn't
video.
Have a simple answer.
Yeah, well, so, if it's 1080p and Natalie, you haven't answered that one. It's like, bro, just like, you're losing your entire camera roll.
Fine, I'm losing my camera roll. Fine.
Okay, you're losing, me and Ash are both losing camera roll. And once again,
I regret my decision.
What a freak.
Oh, please, just move on. I don't want to talk about my news anymore. I beg, please.
This is something I never thought I would say. Mm-hmm. I'm going to elect myself for the interrogation this week. And I'm going to elect myself because I just don't want to hear anything more from Senor Usher over there or you and your nudes. Okay. So
I love it.
You know, we can get to know me a little bit better and hopefully I'm the most normal one here. So let's...
But for those of you that don't know what it is, because it is only EP 2, the interrogation is where we get to really know someone because we fire would you rathers at them and they have to answer immediately.
On the spot.
Split second, instinctive decision. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Would you rather have to shout daddy every time you sneeze or make orgasmic noises every time you eat?
There's something wrong with you two this week.
Go, quick.
Yeah, quick.
The eating one, for sure.
Okay.
Would you rather have the world read your WhatsApp messages or live for a week in a glass house where everyone can see in?
Glass house.
Would you rather always have to wear a three-piece suit 24 hours a day or always have to wear a full football kit with shin pads and boots?
Three-piece suit.
Yeah, 100%.
Three-piece suit.
Would you rather know when you die or how you die?
Oh, flipping hell. How have we gone from cherries to that?
Yeah, I know.
Come on.
When or how?
Come on.
Hurry up.
So that's actually really difficult.
Hurry up.
When?
Would you rather be in an open relationship where you're free to date others or in a committed relationship with occasional cheating on both sides?
I mentioned it earlier. The death option.
Come on, answer.
Just quickly. The cheating one.
Answer.
Okay, the cheating one.
Fine. So we need to work on what quickfire means here.
that was...
All right. Sorry.
Also introduce what we're doing and then
Own interrogation back, didn't they?
That's why.
Okay, so can I quickly say you would rather make orgasmic noises every time you'd eat?
Yeah, because I think it depends on your own personal orgasm noises. Your own orgasmic noises, doesn't it?
Oh, are you a silent one?
I try to be.
What, is that good? He has to suppress it.
Oh my God, don't whisper.
I might just be eating my food. Let's be like... Do you know what I mean?
I'd rather,
what the hell are you two doing?
You at least say...
Flipping, what's Papa Usher doing over there?
It's not Papa Usher, it's Senor Usher.
Oh, Senor Usher, not Papa Usher.
Is that genuinely what you think you sound like?
No, I don't know, I'm exaggerating.
You sounded constipated, bro.
To be fair, I get hay fever pretty bad. So like today, for example, I would have said daddy about 18 times.
No, but 1 minute, okay. But you eat.
Can I stop? I would like to change my answer.
Yeah.
You can't change your answer. You've locked it in.
Okay, so what you've realised is that I don't think things through. That's the thing we've learned about me.
And what about the open relationship?
I could not. Mm. I could. You see the open relationship thing? Mm. And it's obviously it would be now me and my wife have a discussion, bang, it's now open relationship.
Yeah, mm.
I couldn't do that, bro.
Yeah.
I'm way too much.
But
and I'm going
to
say this as well.
You have to choose it, though.
What is those animals that pair up for life? Is it an otter?
Otters.
I'm a bit one of them. Like now, once I'm with someone, with Nay, I'm like, I don't think I could want to be in an open relationship. Because I like you, guys laugh at me. I like the snuggles and the chatting and really spending time. Why is that so funny?
The snuggles.
That's lovely.
I do like the snuggles.
A hug's great.
I do like the hugs.
Yeah,
hugs and the spending time. In an open relationship, you can't do that. You can't share that with multiple people. Who's got time for that?
But what I'm saying is that when you're committed to an open relationship, like you do genuinely like love multiple people.
Yeah, I don't think I could do that.
Because of your...
I haven't got the energy for that.
Really?
Yeah.
But you'd rather someone go behind your back.
I just wouldn't. Again, who's got time for... Listen, this is going to sound mental. Mm. Anybody who manages to like cheat and have affairs and all that crazy
stuff. Management.
I half take my hat off to you. How you have the time management to pull that off and get away with it.
Yeah.
I don't know how you do it.
Yeah,
like
it's
just not for me, man. Yeah, so bro. I picked that because then at least if she does cheat on me, I can just be as petty as possible.
No, I hear it.
Because the open one, everybody knows as well. At least I can just sort of bury it down somewhere.
Yeah, suppression.
Yes.
Getting deep.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, talking of getting deep, let me just go a bit deeper. Would you rather know when you die or how you die?
I've said this before.
That is deep.
2025 at the moment.
Yeah.
I've said I think I've got till max 2045. I've said this all the time. I don't think I'm going to see 50. If it's worse than that, then flip it out. So the best thing in my head, I'm probably going to get a pleasant surprise.
Can I just say as well, I would say when too, 100%. Because how... Like, obviously, if you knew you were going to die in a car crash or something, right, you'd be like, okay, it would make you less scared of other stuff, I'm sure. But the thing about knowing when rather than how is that if you knew what the date was, it would change the way you live your life. I think that all the time. You know when you wake up open-ended, like, and you just go like, oh, okay, well, today's another day. You take it for granted. Mm. You sort of live your days like that sometimes, right? Yeah. But if you genuinely knew when, it would change the way you live.
Yeah, like especially if they look Tuesday at 2. It's all...
Dropping like a dentist appointment. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's true.
It's a bit mental. Do you know what I'm saying?
But weirdly, what would you do? Let's say, for example, someone said to you, okay, end of the week, like 72 hours or whatever. You knew it was your time. What would you do in 3 days?
In 3 days?
What would you do? Yeah, like what comes to mind? Like I know you probably have to think about it, but like what would, interestingly, like it kind of like, that. Do you know what that does? That reveals like what your happy place is. Like what would you do?
It'd be, do you know what's awful? Actually answering it properly, it'd be really boring stuff.
Yeah, 100%.
Because where me and you, especially, have got kids, it'll be trying to get stuff in order for them in 3 days that is going to potentially last a lifetime, sort this, sort that, in 3 days. Mm. And to be honest, it would be spending time with the family.
And that's how you know, Pell, 100% is family. And that's how you know, Pell, he is a brother, because you would absolutely be on that 72-hour list, my friend.
Oh.
You're right. No, not for you?
No.
No, all right, fair enough. For me. Yeah, not for Joel, for me.
But it's true though. We'd spend.
I think we'd be together.
We'd 100% do stuff
in the moment. I don't know if I'd have you in the moment.
Or as you go.
As I go, I don't know if I'd have you.
Really?
All jokes aside, you're in the 72-hour list.
Yeah.
But I don't know if you'd be there in the moment.
As your eyes close, just me peering over. I don't know.
If
just
I'd want
just
you
over
there.
The top of his glasses.
Yeah. Yeah. Horrified. I'm just not sure.
Like, as you go, just on your legs.
Yeah,
just a little grips of the thigh,
because that would be my last words. Would get fuck off me. Yeah.
I don't, he's gone.
I don't know if I want that to be my last words.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Very wholesome, me. Boys.
Yeah,
very
that wholesome. Was wholesome.
I love that.
Oh, we should hug.
No, we shouldn't. No,
we're not hugging. Okay. We're not hugging.
This is very cool. We've got another celeb, would you rather?
Lovely.
From a friend of ours, Amelia de Moldenburg.
Hey.
Yeah, love Amelia. Let's get into this.
Hello, it's Amelia. I miss you guys so much. I hope you're well. My would you rather to you is, would you rather date someone who clapped when the plane lands or clapped when the meal arrived at a restaurant?
Wow, what, that's a good one.
I like that. I'm going to start by saying, I think I'm actually a plane clapper.
You are?
Yeah.
Not you think, is you he? Are. And you both
no,
are.
No, yeah, don't put that on me. I'm not a plane clapper.
Yeah, no, you both do it.
Yeah, to annoy you.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I think that's it.
I do it to annoy
you.
You
hate it.
Yeah, I do hate it.
Like when it lands, I'm like, woo!
Yeah, and I want to immediately go back in the air and throw you out the plane. I hate it. It's so annoying. So annoying.
No, but I'm a genuine plane clapper, though. Like when it lands, people are
just doing their jobs. Apart from us, when we're there,
yeah.
Do you know what? I should really rewind. I didn't think about that. Yeah. Did not think about that.
You're a food clapper.
No,
I've seen food come over and you go...
Yeah.
Yeah, you're just amping that.
Yeah,
bit.
Can I just quickly say? Can I quickly say? Also, imagine again, frightening the old reference from you once again.
Wait, he's throwing it back to the Nutty Professor.
So that is mental.
Whoa,
frighteningly
that's
old.
That's a classic.
Oh, it's a classic.
Yeah, it's a classic.
Nutty Professor is a classic.
But so was 21, according to you in the last episode. Yeah. So.
And in the comments, a lot of people agree with me.
Yeah, okay. It's true, but he's definitely found his lane. You know?
I'm so happy about it. I found my club.
It's an old gravelly lane.
It's an old pothole-y gravelly lane.
Well, all of you in my old gravelly lane, you're welcome.
The problem with me and at restaurants doing the getting excited and the slightly clapping thing is the shame I feel when someone comes walking over with an order that's pretty much identical to one. I go,
oh,
I readjust, and they carry on walking past me. It's the worst thing, because then I have to act like I've got back pain. I'm like, just stretching. Actually, just
that's an ick.
Yeah, and I do that. Well, that happens a lot.
I think it also depends on the level of the applause.
Yeah.
Because when I think of plain applause, it's like you're trying to rally.
Yeah,
rallying people.
I think it has to be the same.
It has
for
to
both.
Be that for both. Okay.
Okay.
Fine.
Oh, okay. Okay. So big applause.
I'd rather date someone who claps when the plane lands.
Yeah.
I'd rather them rally that up than in a restaurant.
Because when it works, like, yeah, cool, it's a certain type of people that do that, no offence, but there's lots of them. It's rare you're in a restaurant and you hear, woo!
Yeah, that's wild, bro. At least with the plane as well. You land, you clap, you never see those people again. In the restaurant, the food comes, you've got to sit there for the next hour.
Exactly.
Yeah, and then
that's crazy.
Good point, unless you're delayed. No, you land, they can't go up to the little tunnel thing. And after you've clapped, imagine if you're on the plane, they've done the big clap to try and get everyone and no one claps with them.
Yeah.
And then you've got to sit there.
Yeah. Or awful. Loads of people go to the same resort as you.
Again, that happens. Have you noticed that? I think that's the worst part. Once you make eye contact with someone on like a plane and then you end up on the same bus heading to the resort, then you end up at the same resort, then you end up at the same restaurant in the resort.
Yeah.
And it's like, man, we're on holiday together at this point.
Yeah,
you feel
true.
Like you say hi.
And then your kids start playing together at the pool. You're like, oh, you're following me? And it's like, yeah, I am actually, because we're in the same resort. It's awful.
I have nowhere near enough social battery for that.
I think that falls genuine. I'm not saying into the same lane as well. You can't touch your chair.
What lane's that? The old gravel lane?
No, it's not about old gravelly.
No, it's like a sensory lane.
Yeah, like a neurodiverse lane.
Yeah,
and that's fine.
Oh, okay, yeah.
That's
fine.
Good way to put it.
I've been told this, like, because I can't touch things and like I don't like talking to people a lot. And
yeah, like, or you know, I've seen like, you know, sometimes like people be quite upset, and rather than console them, your first response is, I don't understand why you're upset. And I'm like, yeah, Ash, mum's crying. So why don't we just, you don't mean it. Because in the moment, you're like, and you look at me, look a bit confused.
Mm.
You know, like a dog that gets told off, like your ears go up and you're a bit like, well, what's happened? And I'm like,
maybe I am a bit like neurospicy.
Yeah, neurospicy. There we go. I think you are a bit neurospicy. So you do not have the social battery for anyone who claps on a plane or a restaurant, to be fair.
No.
Even though you're somehow both.
But I understand the logic of it.
Fine, I'm locking in plane land.
I'm locking in plane land.
I'm going to lock in plain land as well. It's just less embarrassing.
Unanimous. Well, boys, it has been wholesome. What a journey.
What a journey.
Do you know what? I think I'm so sweaty. And I think that's through laughter.
we've had a good time.
Sweaty laughs.
But all good things must come to an end. And Brothers Uncovered must come to a massive big end. Specifically, Ashley Banjo's massive big end.
Nice.
Are you ready for it?
Yep.
Do you want Ashley Banjo's massive big end?
No, because last time I ended up getting tattooed.
Oh, yeah, true. That was very extreme.
Let's just clarify. Good point. Ashley Banjo's massive big end at the end of episode one ended with me facing my phobia in snakes and getting tattooed. And you actually made me go through with it, right? So I'm not doing it again this week. I'm assuming it's someone else, either you or Perry.
Yeah.
And you guys are going through with this, 100%.
Well,
Someone here is 100% doing something extreme.
Well, it's not someone. It's Perry.
Bang.
It's you.
It could be you.
No, it's you.
Oh.
This is Ashley Bat. Okay. This is Ashley Banjo's massive big end.
Okay.
And you're about to get it. Are you ready?
Well, I think we should stop saying it like that.
Yeah, stop wording it like that.
Sorry.
Let's
do it. So.
Didn't even let him stop him from rewording it like that. Just dive in straight away. You should stop wording about that.
Yes. Yes. Right. Here we go.
Okay.
Obviously, when Jordan got given the massive big end last episode, it went straight to his biggest fear, right? It has to be a challenge, right?
Of course.
So for you, it's not so much your biggest fear, but I thought about the things that you really don't like.
My heart's beating a bit.
So.
Archer's bringing in cherries and here's your girlfriend.
No. So I thought about things you really don't like.
Okay.
One of which is peanut butter.
Oh, no way. No way am I doing nothing.
Perry despises peanut butter for anyone that doesn't know.
I know that sounds nothing compared to like a snake. And a tattoo.
You think? Are we having a laugh?
Wait.
I'm tattooed. Wait, and he's wearing a fucking Snickers. Wind me up.
Stop a second.
Let me do it. Let me get it out.
Okay, yeah. Go on, let me speak. Go.
Right, so.
This next one better be like removing his left hand or something. This better be up there.
Okay.
Would you rather lick a jar of peanut butter for 30 seconds, because I know how much you hate it, or would you rather completely wax one of your legs right here and now?
All right, so we peaked in episode one then, because what is that? I'm tattooed.
Wait.
Tattooed!
Jordan, it was episode one, we had to start with a bang, right?
We're
doing a little bit of a reset, but these are still brutal, because wait, he hates peanut butter, and me and you...
That's why he's like burn him or something.
Me and you... But burn him?
Sorry?
It's just like, I don't know,
not in Game of Thrones.
Brand his leg or something.
What are you talking about?
Not wax him, like boiling wax
no,
then.
No, me and you...
Boiling oil. Boiling oil. Wait, pour boiling oil on his legs. Pour boiling peanut butter on his legs. Now.
You are bitter.
Yeah, I am bitter because I'm fucking tattooed.
You are bitter and you are twisted.
No, burn his legs.
No, we're not burning anyone. All right.
Okay.
This is my big end and I'll do with it as I please.
Okay.
All right. So me and Jordan have to wax you right now, or you have to lick a jar of peanut butter.
It's not from a professional.
Me and Jordan will wax you.
Absolutely not.
I'm going to make sure the skin comes away as well.
He's waxing you to the bone.
That's
yeah?
my plan.
So wax or peanut butter, my friend.
Do you know what it is? Because I've got like a watery mouth.
Yeah, I think the peanut butter, you actually might throw up and you've got a fear of throwing up.
It's nowhere near.
You're not allergic, are you?
I'm not allergic. Okay, no, I'm not allergic.
Fun fact though, he did once go on Sunday brunch and they made us a dessert with peanuts in it and he was so scared about eating it, he told them he was allergic and they escorted him out the studio.
Yeah, they did.
Perry Collins is going to die on air. Yeah.
I also once done an Instagram ad for Snickers.
Okay, well, there you go.
Oh, wow.
Good man.
Yeah, you know, they're not sponsoring the pod anytime soon.
Sorry.
Come on, we need an answer.
You will sabotage me beyond if I go for the leg.
Yes,
wax.
We will. Yes.
Yeah,
so
definitely.
Are you going to go for the peanut butter?
Bring in the peanut butter.
So I just want to clarify
this.
I
close my eyes, I think.
Yeah, you close your eyes. Ash, you can hold the jar. You guys can crack on it.
No.
Let me just say this now.
Look at that, man.
On camera, on microphone, last week, I got tattooed. And Perry's got to lick peanut butter. And apparently, these are on the same levels. He's your
all right,
in jar.
I can smell it.
No need to fret.
I smell it as well. It smells lovely.
Oh, that smells lovely. That smells really nice.
All right, let's go. Get licking.
Wait.
Now, Pell, 1 minute. Don't forget, we're not talking about like a little tongue tickle. We're talking about Senor Usher.
Perry's got a real fear of peanut butter.
I know it sounds so dramatic. I don't like that.
And you've got a real fear of throwing up. Do you know what's mad? You've already got glassy eyes.
Yeah.
So, Pell, I am Usher. This is an alternate universe, yeah? I'm Usher.
All right, listen, we're about to start the 30 seconds. Are you ready? I'll tell you in.
Wait, yeah. Bring it in.
Three.
I can't hold that.
Two. One. Bang, go. Tongue in. Really licking it.
What the fuck?
Oh, my
flip?
God.
Oh, I know. No, Pell, keep your tongue in there. Keep your tongue in. No, Pell, you're not even halfway. Keep your tongue in.
This is gross.
Pell, keep your tongue
in. Oh, my gosh. Come on, Pell.
Halfway. You're only halfway. Keep that. Yeah, that's good. Okay, Pell, I'm going to be honest, yeah? Pell, keep your tongue on it. Okay, this has been... Like, okay, can we stop? We can stop early. Stop.
There you go, enjoy.
Can I just say, for someone who doesn't like peanut butter, you went at that jar like you love it. And that is the only way. Watch the video. Go on YouTube if you're listening right now. And you will witness something that should be on OF.
That
How
was
did your tongue do like a 720? Your tongue spammed around about three times.
That was awful.
Look at my eyes.
I don't know what to say.
That is sorry, maybe.
I will say sorry. And secondly, I actually think that was worse than the tattoo.
That was awful.
Worse to watch.
That was awful.
It's like layered. I can feel it like...
Yeah, it's like a film on the tongue.
Oh my gosh.
That is horrific.
Well done, mate. You completed the big end.
That's what we do for you.
Sorry for anybody who had to watch that.
Yeah.
And anybody who had to listen to it. But thank you for tuning in.
Episode 2 complete. Yay. Make sure you're following, subscribing, all of that jazz at Brothers Uncovered. You can check us out wherever you get your podcasts. We will see you next week.
Goodbye.
This was a Rayo Original Podcast.